We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Do you guys like to play hide and seek?
Yes.
Yeah. And what's the best part? What do you like about hide and seek, Hallie?
I like it when you look for the other people.
Okay, so when you're it, you're looking.
Yeah.
And when you're, that's the seeking part. And then hiding is kind of fun too, isn't it, Alexa? What do you like about hiding?
I like when nobody can find me, because then that means that I found a good hiding spot.
Okay, and you want to keep it a secret, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you know that God is always watching you, and no matter where you hide, God knows where you are. You can't hide from Him. And today, we're going to look to God's Word to show you.
You can't hide from God.
We can start in the book of Genesis.
Adam and Eve tried to hide from God in the garden, but God found them.
Jonah tried to run away from God. God called Jonah to go to Nineveh.
Jonah didn't want to do it.
He got on a ship and sailed away in the opposite direction.
But God found him. And the rest of the story?
We can tell it with a song.
Everything, God hears everything, you can't run away.
God knows everything, God has come, so trust Him and obey.
Oh, Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Tossed in the ocean, fish swallowed you.
Tossed in the ocean, a fish swallowed you.
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Call to the Lord and He'll hear you. God and obey. Oh, Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Tossed in the ocean, a fish swallowed you.
Tossed in the ocean, a fish swallowed you.
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Call to the Lord and He'll hear you.
Call to the Lord and He'll hear you.
Look to the Lord and He'll guide you. Save you.
Pray to the Lord and He'll save you.
Hey, Jonah!
Hey, Jonah!
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 Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Let's look into God's Word to learn more about God watching over us. Proverbs 15:3 says,
"The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good."
Psalm 121 says, "The Lord watches over you."
Psalm 139 says, "O my Lord, you search and you know me.
You know when I sit and you know when I rise.
Where can I go to flee from your spirit?
Where can I flee from your presence?
If I go up to the heavens, you are there.
If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day."
And even before you were born, Psalm 139 says, "You were not hidden from God. God created you in the depths of the earth, and He knit you together in your mother's womb. He's been watching over you since the very beginning of time." How does that make you feel, to think that God is watching over you? Carolyn?
Makes me feel happy.
Okay.
It makes me feel safe.
Blessed.
Yeah. Hallie?
Loved.
Yeah. In good times and in difficult times, the knowledge of God's presence is just wonderful for us, isn't it?
He is our comfort and our strength. His hand is always there for us to hold.
He's watching and guiding all of His children every day we live.
The whole world in His hands. He's always there for us. Sometimes we forget this promise. Are there times when you feel like God's not there for you or you feel like hiding from Him? Carolyn?
When I'm sick, sometimes I just think that He did that on purpose, but yeah. I know that I just got sick.
Yeah, that's right.
When my mom and dad are away and my brother's there and the door's not locked and I just feel like a bad guy could come in and God doesn't care.
Well, you know, when you feel that way, you can just turn to the Lord. Yeah, Jamie.
Pray.
And pray, that's right. And He knows you and He sees you and He's watching over you and He's always there for you.
Ask Him for help when you're in a difficult situation.
Tell Him when you do something wrong.
Thank Him for all the blessings He has given you.
Pray.
I bow my head and pray. I do it every day. It's my time to share with God in heaven above. I go to Him in prayer. God is always there. Thank you, God, for Your wonderful love. L-O-V-E, love. I am blessed. I am part of God's family. I'm blessed.
And that's just what we're going to do now. Alexa, will you pray for us?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, you have the whole world in your hands, and you care about me. You created the heavens and the earth, and you made me. You are holy and righteous, and you forgive me. You watch over me and protect me. You guide me and love me. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Now and forevermore, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
It was fun to share the lesson with you. Is there a time in your life when you really felt God was watching over you?
Write to us and we will share it with our listening audience.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522. You can visit our website at www.karenandkids.com to learn more about our music and our ministry.
And remember,
God is watching over you. See you next time.
And everyone, Jesus called them and he said, let the children come.
Let the children come.
Let the little children come.
Each and everyone,
to know and love God's only Son.
Your prayers and gifts help us share God's message.
We have been on the air across the country for about a year.
And already, we're heard on over 150 stations.
God is opening doors for us.
We have heard from so many listeners.
Thanks so much for your encouragement and your support.
Would you like to be part of our circle of friends, receive our programs, and stay informed?
Contact us. Call us.
Write us.
Email us. Check out our website.
We would be happy to tell you more about what God is doing in our lives.
There's so much out there to distract kids.
Programs that don't teach kids God's truth.
Karen Kids teaches kids of all ages through stories from the Bible and songs.
We love working for the Lord. Sharing this work with all who listen. Listen and get to know us.
Get to know the great God we serve.
And his precious Son, Jesus.